Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Jackson on the roll, back of the end zone, and it is caught. Mark Andrews with the touchdown.
Highlight from Sunday's 27-19 win over the Minnesota Vikings, where Mark Andrews catches himself a touchdown pass. The only touchdown that Lamar Jackson threw in the Ravens' win on Sunday. And we saw the week before in Miami, Charlie Kohler caught a touchdown. Mark Andrews caught a couple touchdowns. So four touchdowns from the tight ends the last 2 weeks. Is this going to be the focal point of the offense moving forward, at least the passing game through the tight ends?
I think so. I think if you're talking about volume and if you're talking about impact in the red zone and third down, I think this is it. This is where it's been heading. This is where it's going. I think they need a lot of beef on the field to run the ball. And when they throw the ball with a lot of beef on the field, that's where they tend to get their play action downfield shots out of that stuff anyway. Now, doing it without Bateman is tough. But I think if you just look at where this thing is, and we're heading into the holiday season, and we're more than halfway through the year, the offensive line is what it is. We beat them up a lot yesterday for good reason. I think this is the path forward. I think, especially on the road and a little bit of survival mode, it's really the path forward. And let's be real, they played more home games than road games, so they've got more road games than home games left. Zay Flowers in tight corridors is less effective. Zay Flowers is not a big red zone guy. Bateman's out. D-Hop is good for his moment or two a game, but that is what it is. That's the receiving core this year, right? Am I missing anything?
You get a Tez Walker catch every now and then. He's been scratched, I guess, with
Kyle
Bateman
Wallace
out.
Went.
Really sporadic.
Yeah. With Bateman out.
Yeah. Wallace had like half of a game where he showed up. So, no, I think you're fully healthy at tight end. Ricard has his sea legs under him now. I think you're going to see them lean into a lot of 12 and 13 personnel and that become a little bit more of their base look. I think Todd Monken's smart enough to understand what's available to him, a path forward. He doesn't have to just do it one way. I think they need this to help the run game get better and more efficient. And we've seen all three of those guys show up to some degree in critical moments. Third downs, again, red zone, goal to go. We heard Harbs in the update talk about they should be able to finish drives on the ground, this, that, and the other. Well, I don't know, man. It's not really happening. It didn't just happen again on Sunday. So I think throwing the tight ends in those spots probably makes a lot of sense. Charlie Kohler all of a sudden is a touchdown maker. Likely should have a far better second half than first half.
Yeah.
And Mark Andrews, he still drops more balls than you'd like. But I think these guys are going to see volume.
They have to at this point. And it was so shocking doing that TMI heading into that Dolphins game where at that point, Ravens tight end group had the third lowest receiving yards out of any other tight end group in the NFL. This was considered one of, if not the best tight end room in all football. And of course, likely got hurt at the beginning of camp. Andrews got off to a slow start. But now, over the past couple weeks, they've jumped to 20th. In the NFL in receiving yards, which doesn't sound like a lot, but they jumped up 9 spots in just 2 games. But you mentioned with Bateman being out, and he got a couple of red zone targets in that Vikings game, but this group has to score touchdowns because they really don't have... Zay's a smaller guy, and Andrews, you're starting to see it. He's got 3 touchdowns in his last 2 games. Likely, you'd like to see him get in the action, and especially with Isaiah Likely... He had the one explosive play in Miami, the scramble play where Lamar made Jalen Phillips miss, but could likely be a guy down the seam, just some semblance of a deep ball passing.
Well, he's got to be. He has to provide some explosives.
It's him or bust. No,
and it can't just be scramble drill, chuck it up and see who catches it, scramble drill, throw it down the sideline and see if it's a catchable ball and he can drag his feet inbounds. It's got to be... within the context of the pocket and what's called.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Is it possible that DeAndre Hopkins becomes more of a red zone target, which I thought was going to be his kind of thing? You know, he's not big on separation. They've tried to throw deep balls to him because he's just so good with his body and his hands. But I think the red zone could be where he thrives.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've tried it. I mean, I think... third down, red zone. Yeah, that's why he's here. Will he get a little bit more run? Will his routes run per game go up a little bit now? I think it has to. But I'll be really interested to see how these defenses approach things, because none of us are still sold on the offensive line. And the offensive line, they're not. The Ravens aren't sold on the offensive line because they don't trust the offensive line enough to run the offense that they want to run and that they ran last year. So now if you take Bateman out of the equation, even as a decoy, I just wonder if teams will play even more games up front, if they'll play him around more with twists and stunts, and if they'll blitz with more abandon, because, like, who's the guy you really fear killing you when you do that stuff?
And that's where it circles back to Likely. Likely has to make defenses pay if they end up doing that. You have to.
We joked a little about Devontae Walker, but he had back-to-back weeks early in the season where he caught balls of 20-plus yards. He had a 24-yard catch against Cleveland week 2, and then week 3, a 34-yard catch against Detroit. So I do wonder, obviously he's not going to get a lion's share of passes, but if there is any deep passing game to the wide receivers, it's probably
him.
He's
the one with the skill set, the metrics to make you think he could do it, but how durable is he?
No, but he's the next man up. He's been a healthy
scratch.
He's
the guy to run the vert routes. Yeah. Now, we'll see where those go. He's had a pretty good hit rate when he's been available. I mean, even this thing with Bateman. I mean, if Harbaugh's talking 3 weeks, I would put the over/under at 5.5.
He didn't even say. He said he's like he's okay. Is basically what he didn't put a timetable on it yet.
Yeah, I mean, I.
And then when he comes back, what does that look like?
Exactly.
Like, high ankle sprains are tricky.
Yeah, so I think you could be operating without him for, you know, a month or more. So yeah. Walker be the next guy to get that opportunity. We'll see if he can seize it. But again, juice being worth the squeeze and Lamar being sort of visibly frustrated with the state of affairs and him not really even trusting the deep stuff with Bateman, who was an elite, who was an elite deep ball
last year.
Last year. I kind of wonder if that's out the window.
Ravens off today. They're back on the practice field tomorrow as they get ready for the Cleveland Browns. They're 8.5-point favorites in that game against the Browns. A reminder, though, they have not swept the Browns in a season since 2020. So just something to keep in mind as they get ready for the Browns starting tomorrow. Very busy Tuesday show. Guest-wise, Morgan Adsett, Fox 45 Sports, joins us at 2:30. We will talk mostly Ravens with Morgan, maybe a little Orioles as well. The number one Maryland men's soccer team, they're playing, what's the Big Ten tournament, UCLA coming to town.
Yep.
Their head coach, Sasha Sarovsky, joins us at 2:45. Cynthia Freeland, fresh from her trip to Berlin for the NFL game there, Colts and Falcons, joins us at 4:30.
Yeah, always good to get Cynthia's perspective on the league. We haven't talked to Morgan. I feel like it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Terps men's soccer program. Look, they've been elite for decades now under Sasha's stewardship. And there's a lot going on with collegiate soccer in general, a lot going on with soccer in this country, with us hosting a World Cup in just a few months. And yeah, an incredible season for the Terps, and love to see them in the in the College Cup again.
12-0-3 on the season, the Terps in soccer.
Yeah, it's been a great season. And they were down last year, certainly by their standards, and they don't stay down for long. With Sasha at the helm, that's for sure.
Coming up next, though, we continue this conversation about the Ravens and their passing game. We do not expect Rashad Bateman back at least for a couple weeks. So with that, does whatever semblance of a deep passing game just completely disappear? It's Necessary Roughness next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here on the Fan. Ravens off day as they get ready for the Browns starting tomorrow. 8.5-point favorites in Cleveland. Ravens, as we discussed in the open, not really able to get the deep ball going like they'd like. So that being said, no Bateman, who was their big deep target a year ago. Does that do you throw one a game to Tez Walker? Is the deep ball, is that completely out the window as we move forward in this season?
Well, let's quantify this year to last year. So this year they have 13 completions as a team of 25 yards or more. That is ninth fewest in the NFL. Last year through 10 weeks, they had 22 such completions. That was third most in the NFL. Last year, they averaged 9.2 yards per attempt.
Mm-hmm.
That was number one in the NFL. This year, through 10 weeks, they're 20th in the league in air yards per attempt. They've got one completion over 50 yards so far this season. Last year through 10 weeks, they had five. They have 24 times this season a Ravens quarterback has attempted to throw the ball 20 yards or more downfield. That's 29th in the NFL. Last year through 10 weeks, they were 12th in the league in that category. So when I talk about completely changing your identity, I mean, their offense last year kind of looked like what Seattle's doing with Kubiak this year. The volume of the pass game isn't there as much because they're blowing people out, but they're throwing it in the air more in the air downfield more than anybody else. They're completing as many balls 20 plus downfield as anybody else. And the quarterback is averaging over 9 air yards per attempt. That's who they were. That's not who they are. And again, I'm not even sure that's who they aspire to be, given the fact that they can't pass protect, they don't trust their offensive line, and there's been frustration all year long about getting beat in the trenches.
I just want to touch on the Seattle part of it, though, because they're a weird team. They don't run the football great. Like, is it Charbonnet? Is it Walker? They don't really get either one. And Darnold isn't exactly last year's. Like, last year they had Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, who were both incredible threats to run the ball, and teams had to sort of sell out for that, which opened things up for the play action and pass game. Seattle, it's even more impressive they're doing this, and JSN's having a monster year. But they're not. They can't really sell play action like the Ravens could a year ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think when you have that philosophy, when you come out bombs away and you're pretty good at it, it makes everything a lot easier. I think, look, I don't want to get on a dissertation about Seattle.
Sure.
I'm a little bit dumbfounded how some people are defensively approaching them. But the reality is, again, we're looking at it. Look at attempts, the will, mm-hmm. the want, the intent has not been there. And now the offensive line isn't getting any better. Like, it's not really getting any better. Like, Ronnie's been healthier lately.
Yes,
so
that's
helps
good
a
news.
Bit. But like, and now you take Bateman out of the equation, and likely he's had a nothing burger year and a contract year to this point. I don't think now they're, and the weather's about to get bad. So like, no, I don't think they're flicking that switch now.
No, I don't think so either. And it really is shocking. You mentioned the attempt. And Lamar, he only has 18 pass attempts of air yards traveling more than 20. Their deep threat, I'm using air quotes, is Zay Flowers. He's the guy they've attempted the most deep balls to. They're 4 of 9 for 136 yards when targeting Zay Flowers. But the only guys with multiple catches of 20-plus air yards downfield, multiple is in two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zay, D-Hop, and Tez Walker.
Tez Walker's got the two.
That's it. And there's just no semblance of that. D-Hop and Tez Walker don't even play that many snaps. Walker's been a healthy scratch for weeks.
Yeah.
Now.
I am shocked. You brought it up in the open, Bone. The seam routes with Isaiah Likely. And I know he didn't look right when he first came back. And then Lamar's out. I think we're going to have to start seeing some of that, like Lamar looking for Isaiah Likely. And by the way, he had Andrews in the seam last week. That probably was 20-plus air yards, and that's a ball Mark Andrews has to catch. It's not an easy catch, well, but you're paid to catch the football.
That's the one target that Andrews has 20-plus air yards down the field. And Andrews has never been a burner throughout his career, but especially now with the injuries and him getting a little more up there at 30 years old. And that's not Kolar's game either.
No.
But Kohler's enough of a red. He's put enough of film in the red zone now.
Sure.
And he can catch and rumble. Like, I think the idea of like selling Likely as any sort of inline tight end, it should be out the window. Isaiah Likely is their number two outside receiver. Well, actually, he's probably their number one outside receiver right now, because I do think you want Zay running stuff underneath.
Like, yes.
Like, I you've got Kohler, you got Ricard, you've got Andrews. I think Likely has to take a shot. You look at his size and some of the matchups he's going to have, get him out wide, get him on a corner, and throw him some jump balls 40, 50 yards downfield, 30 yards downfield, even 20 yards downfield would be progress. But, like, I don't think they're going to become, over the second half of the season or the final 8 weeks, whatever you want to say, an elite deep ball team. And I also don't think they're going to run the ball as effectively as they did last year.
Nah,
so I think when you spin this forward to the playoffs, this bend don't break, defense turn people over, defense show up in the red zone. Like, that's going to have to happen, because you always worry about Derrick Henry hitting the wall at the end of a season anyway, at this point in time of his career. And if the offensive line isn't as good in front of him, and Lamar, for whatever reasons, isn't going to run as much as we're used to, and they can't push the ball downfield like they did a year ago.
Well,
that's a lot to overcome.
That's just the bottom line. This offense isn't nowhere near as efficient as they were last year. When you think of the deep ball accuracy, when you think of short yardage conversions, when you think of red zone, third down, and that was always going to be impossible to reach those heights that they were in 2020.
But this ain't even close.
Yes, exactly.
Ravens, 8.5-point favorites as they head into Cleveland this weekend. That's a 4:25 start, which means
weird.
Baltimore Game Day Uncensored starts at 1 on Sunday, me and the Bone, hour 1, and then Bone, Vinny Serrato, Mike Preston, hours 2 and 3. Coming up next, though, are the Ravens back? Are the Ravens going to win the AFC North? These are a couple of the questions we're going to ask our friend Morgan Atsit, Fox 45 Sports. She joins us next here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fan. Ravens will be back on the practice field tomorrow, getting ready for the Cleveland Browns. Vegas now has them as prohibitive favorites to win the AFC North. Let's talk some Ravens now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Morgan Atz at Fox 45 Sports joins us now. Morgan, Vegas thinks the Ravens are back. Do you think the Ravens are back?
I think they are back in the current moment of taking care of business and what they need to do. And like I told you guys a few weeks ago, they're going to win the AFC North.
You did.
I still believe that. After that, we'll see. But as far as this game in Cleveland, I know this is normally a split, no matter how great or bad the teams are. But the Ravens just have too much on the line. Defense has continued to trend upward. I'm sure we'll discuss the offense. But I would feel comfortable saying they will sweep the Browns this season.
Speaking of the offense, we've been talking a lot about the tight end position to start the show, Morgan. And it was surprising heading into the Dolphins game. They had the third fewest receiving yards by a tight end group in the NFL. But they've been showing up over these past couple weeks. Andrews, 3 touchdowns. Kohler's getting in the end zone likely. Are you expecting this group to really start carrying its weight in the second half of the season?
I am, because I think that's their best bet. The stats are going to be skewed. You didn't have Lamar for 3 games, and then they also started the season 1-5. Even when he was playing, they weren't being great, and that goes back to kind of the defense, but the offense was clicking. But clearly they need the bigger bodies in there to help the offensive line, and their playmakers right now have been their tight ends, granted the wide receivers and the threat that they can at least stretch. And Zay's ability in the middle and with his speed can open that up. But this is going to be the way that the Ravens have to go, and clearly the most productive way that they can go, because they're not getting it on the outside, downfield, deep ball, impressive threats right now. And that's okay. If you want to be a run and grind and do what you can to get by, I think one way they can open up the offense even more, and it was good to see against Minnesota, was Lamar Jackson running more. And not looking so like, oh, I can tell something's up, like when we saw in the run with Miami. But I think just get back to let Lamar do what he does. Let him be a dual threat. I know he wants to pass. I know he's developed into a phenomenal passer. But use the threat of the legs to keep the defenses honest. And that just opens up so much more when you pair him and Henry. You don't know which way they're going to go and how explosive he can be. So I think it's a tie-in with both of those.
Well, the season's obviously ebbed and flowed. But is there any part of you that feels like this is probably what they are, in that they're not running the ball as well as they would like. They're not pushing it downfield as well as they would like. The defense is making incremental gains, but we know what they lack up front. Is there a part of you that just thinks, like, at the end of the day, they're good enough to beat 65% of the league, 70% of the league, that's kind of like them or worse, but they're not going to be able to punch up in weight class, that they're not... that what they were showing us against Detroit and against Kansas City and against Buffalo, maybe it's not as lopsided in January, but they're also probably not as good as the best 6 to 8 teams in the NFL?
I agree with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at this point, because I do think they're going to win the AFC North. I do think they're getting into the playoffs, even if it is a wild card. For some reason, the North doesn't happen, but the North would probably most likely have to happen when you look at the rest of the AFC and how the wild cards would fall. So let's say they win the AFC North, my scenario. I don't know, because what we've thought of this team, when they're running through everybody the last couple seasons and they get to the playoffs and then ultimately don't step up to the plate against these teams that are, and those scenarios, not better.
Yeah.
But when you flip the script to this season, those teams are better. So if you just get in, who knows what happens? Get in healthy, get in hot. Hope that teams like the Broncos, in my opinion, is a false great team right now, that they win their division, make it kind of weird where you could maybe get some more home games, or you could go play these teams, in my opinion, that are lesser, even though the records are different. And it's a brand new ball game in January for everybody. We know that. Do I have confidence saying right now this team is going to make a run and they're a Super Bowl team? Absolutely not. But that doesn't mean it can't happen.
Right.
Stranger things have happened. Get hot, stay healthy. But I just want the snap of the finger, just some game, and maybe we'll see it in December because the competition is going to heat up in December. This offense just to look like a glimmer of what it was the last two seasons, and we are just not seeing that. And a lot of it does fall on the offensive line, and then a lot of it falls on schematically, and maybe that is because the line, they can't do what they want to do, and then the injuries to Lamar Jackson, and just in general, there's just something is off with the offense, which is surprising to see from a team that we know has done more in the previous seasons with this group.
Morgan, sticking with the offense, I think something that's been really shocking to see is just how poor they've been in short yardage situations. And they thought, okay, maybe Patrick Ricard will come back and it'll get better, but it just hasn't. Do you think this is going to continue to be a season-long issue?
I mean, it has so far. Why wouldn't it be for the next couple of months? I think we all have said it enough, and it's been beat up enough, and rightfully so, as they have issues along the offensive line. And Pat Ricard has helped. I can never blame – you can't blame Derrick Henry. I mean, it's like he has to have a little bit of something to go. I do think if you get more creative with more runs with Lamar, it's going to, like I said earlier, keep defenses more honest, and that could hopefully open it up a little bit more. But they're just not doing what we've seen in years past. Even what we saw at the beginning of the season, win or lose, scoring 30-plus points, we're not seeing that right now. And it's a little bit perplexed, but – Lamar just got back. They're on a streak. They're feeling themselves a little bit more. Let's see what the end of this month in December brings.
Talking to Morgan Atz, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. So, Morgan, let's look at the defense. And now, all of a sudden, they're getting turnovers in bunches. Now, they played Minnesota Sunday. J.J. McCarthy stinks. Dylan Gabriel is going to start Sunday for Cleveland. He stinks. And then Justin Fields probably the week after. And he kind of stinks, too. So do we expect these to, like, turnovers, they like to say turnovers are contagious. Do you expect this to continue, the defense creating turnovers?
I do. I mean, especially against the three quarterbacks that you just rattled off, turnovers should be a given every game. I do think they come in bunches, and the fact that when you play, you get more confident. When you're making big plays, you get more confident. Everybody's gelling. Everybody's getting along. Everybody's having a good time. That all comes with wins. And don't act like they weren't incredibly frustrated at the beginning of the season and some of that playing out. And then, of course, Alohi Gilman comes in, Kyle Hamilton, just your everything, gets to be your everything on defense. It has really changed the defense. And because of injuries along the defensive line, they've gotten bigger with who they're playing now in the defensive line. And I think that that has dramatically helped. And then Draymond Jones, we noticed him, right? We noticed him in the first game. We didn't, not like Jalen Phillips last night for the Eagles, but let's notice you some more. And that's great. Right. And I think that is a great trade, a great addition, and little things like that. It's the trickle down effect. It's the momentum. It's just the vibes. You're feeling great. And I think this defense right now has no reason not to be feeling themselves and thinking that they are why they're winning right now. And you can't help who's in front of them. They can't help the schedule. They can't help who's in front of them. So take care of business like they are now with who you should. And again, we'll see what happens come the colder, chillier December times when you've got some pretty big games with the Patriots and Packers and Steelers to end the season.
Well, over at the warehouse, it is the hot stove, the furnace is at least firing. We've got officially start a free agency. I don't know. I feel like things are very tepid here and expectations are tepid. And, you know, they had their press conference and, you know, like it's a fine hire. But I don't get the sense that people, I don't know. It just feels like a different offseason to me than some other ones. And I know that Mike Elias, you know, has his owner saying, parroting his talking points, we don't need to win press conferences. There's a part of me that wonders if they need to win a press conference or two. What do you think?
I just walked out of that like Craig Albernaz was media charming and impressive and, of course, highly qualified to be getting looks at first-time manager, and it wasn't the only organization that potentially wanted to hire him. So that was great. The rest, you're right, it's more of the same. But I like the pressers after the fact. Like after we've done something, look at what we have.
Right.
Or after we've won or lost, look of what we've done. The introductory things are great. That was for Craig Albernaz.
Yeah.
That wasn't for anything else. It was for the fan base to know him, but it's not going to be, here's our plan and look what we're doing. And we'll see. And we know the way this team works. I mean, it's not going to probably happen right away in December. So hopefully a couple signings here silences that. I mean, the young core is there and the talent is there. We know what pieces they need. They need a veteran bat or two and just that presence. And they need some starting pitching. Oh, yeah, and they need an entirely new bullpen.
Yep.
Hey, Kittredge is back, Morgan.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Rico Garcia's back.
Yes.
I want Tyler Wells to be the closer. Give him the closer opportunity. But we keep hearing over and over that they like him more in the rotation. But if you get some more arms in that rotation, it pushes him to the bullpen. And I like that role for him. We shall see. But, yes, Andrew Kittredge is back. Fans, dust off those jerseys. You can wear them this season. And we'll see. I'm not saying it's doom and gloom for the Orioles. I mean, they know what they need to do. Do you want to be last year's team or do you want to be who you were the 2 years before that? And you hope the lightning in the bottle with the young roster and the young core players that was just kind of a fluke a little bit last season. And we see additions and pieces that mesh well with them and you get that pitching and don't have all the injuries, the rotation, and we'll see what happens. But they definitely need additions. So I think if you see the additions, the fan base and everybody else will get a little bit more interested. But it's also November. It's football time.
Hey, Max Scherzer still wants to pitch. That seems on brand for them.
Jeez.
I mean, 4 or 5. I mean, it's not going to be 1 through 3.
Morgan, thanks as always. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep. Maryland, the University of Maryland is hosting the Big Ten Men's Soccer Tournament. Maryland plays UCLA tomorrow. Their head coach, Sasha Shirovsky, joins us next here on The Fan. The Maryland men's soccer team is the number one team in the country. Maryland is hosting the Big Ten soccer tournament. They play UCLA tomorrow. That game is on the Big Ten Network, or you can just go out to Ludwig Field and watch them yourselves. And let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline, where their head coach, Sasha Shirovsky, joins us now. And Sasha, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I'm curious, were you bullish on this team coming into the season and like the number one team in the country? How are you feeling about this team as you enter tournament play?
Well, great question. Yes. The short answer is yes. I was very bullish on this team. You know, I'm usually bullish on all my teams that we can succeed, but this year on the first day of preseason, I actually brought one of our old national championship rings to them, and I wanted them to feel it, to see it. And then I took it back because I really felt this is a team that can be a contender. You don't go into a season expecting to be undefeated or number one ranked. I expected us to be a contender and certainly wanted to play for trophies. The fact that we've got one trophy here already done and now we're playing for a second is a testament to the guys and the maturity and the culture that they've created throughout the year. It's just been a fantastic, wonderful year so far, but we're not done yet.
Well, and congrats on your regular season and getting through it without a loss is obviously special. You get UCLA. You guys went out there. I stayed up late, watched that match. I thought you deserved better than a nil-nil draw. That's the way it went. There were some calls that kind of had me scratching my head. I guess that's the way it goes at times as well. But what did you guys learn from that match? And how excited are you to get into this postseason play?
Well, we're excited to be hosting number one. Yeah. That's a real honor to be able to host the two semis here and hopefully advance to Sunday. We have a great history with UCLA even before we entered the Big Ten and before they actually even became part of the Big Ten Conference. So, I played them in NCAA tournament games and in some classics of all time. Earlier this year was a 0-0 tie. You know, we had some really good chances to win the game. We defended quite well. They had a couple of chances as well. They have probably one of the best strikers in the country, the number nine, Solanz Ormo, who's a terrific Spanish player. They're really good. They got off to a slow start. They're probably a top 10, top 20 team, but they'll be fighting for their lives. They'll need a result against us to keep their hopes alive for NCAA tournament. And, last year they knocked us out in the Big Ten tournament, and we were beat up. We were a little bit sick, and they crushed us 6-0, which is the worst loss I've had as a Maryland coach. So I remember that vividly, and certainly, we certainly hope to make sure that we come on the right side of this game tomorrow night.
Sasha, you mentioned how honored you guys are to be hosting the Big Ten tournament at College Park. And just talk about what the environment that you guys have had late season with the big crowds and just how the students have really rallied behind you guys.
Yeah, no, it's been great. You know, we have a great love affair with our student body known as the Crew, but also the university community crowd and the Maryland soccer community has been coming out in droves. You know, it's the first year that we've been able to have quite a few Friday night games in a long time at home late against Indiana and Washington and in Michigan. And we have packed houses. It's just been great entertainment. Obviously tomorrow's Wednesday night, but we expect a packed house at Ludwig. And for those that are listening, haven't been to a game, please make it out. But there's a warning label. You show up to Ludwig, you may be addicted. So you got to be ready to come out and be ready for the long-term addiction. No, look, it'll be a great game. You know, the weather today was pretty frightful, but tomorrow it's going to get, it should be quite nice to play. It should be really good playing weather. And we expect it to be a spectacle again for college soccer with Maryland UCLA.
We haven't had you on the show for a few years, and that's on us, not you. But I did want to take your temperature on the state of sort of amateur and college soccer in this country and some of the things you've been proposing for a long time, sort of reevaluating what is pro, what is amateur, should these seasons be split between the fall and the spring, where do the international players factor in to this equation? The college game seems to be getting increasingly international to me. There's been some other groups that have made recommendations. Where do you feel like things are now, and are they headed in the right direction?
Yeah, I think we are heading in the right direction. I think college sports over the last 5 years has evolved so much, and there's still a lot more to sort of settle in right now. But after COVID, you know, you had the house settlement, you had realignment, you had NIL, you had rev share, you had so many earthquakes happening that everything was put on hold. The one thing that stayed consistent with myself and all the college coaches, and now we've engaged the help of U.S. Soccer, is that for men's college soccer to grow, and really for college soccer at all levels to grow, the playing and practice seasons have to be changed. Mm-hmm. The seasons are too compressed. The championships are a time when it's really hard to grow the sport. You know, we have so much competition at this point with men's and women's basketball. You got volleyball. You got winter sports starting. You got the NFL. You got NHL. You got NBA. There's so much going there that, you know, there's no place for men's college soccer to really be showcased. And plus, you're playing in the frozen tundra most of the time, and that's not easy for people to even go support. So, I think over the last 6 months or maybe year and a half, you know, obviously I've reached out to the leadership of U.S. Soccer. The CEO, J.T. Batson, has organized a group led by a guy named Dan Helfrich, who was a former CEO of Deloitte, who has got both a daughter and a son playing top-end college soccer at Virginia and Georgetown. And he put together a next-generation committee of administrators and soccer bigwigs all over the country. And, you know, they supported the recommendations that we've had for a split season and have added a couple of other components. So I think now we're getting a little bit more political influence and national governing body support and financial influence. So I think we're in a better place to move the needle to do what's right for the players playing college soccer and also to grow the game. So I'm confident. I'm excited that we're in the right space now, finally. And, you know, I'm hopeful that we can get a proposal on the table by January and have a vote by March, and that perhaps we can move this game.
Oh, he dropped.
Yeah, I mean, that's been he's been sort of spearheading this whole movement even before NIL, of like reevaluating a kid who goes and plays real low level U.S., you know, professional ish soccer. Should that take away their amateur status? Should the championship be not in the dead of winter, but in the spring? And I do think a lot of that is going to come to pass.
We have Sasha back. Sasha, you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just more optimistic than ever that we have all of the things in the right place now. The other key component is with the NCAA governance. Right now, for the first time ever, there's a men's soccer oversight committee of coaches and administrators very much in the know of what's necessary that will actually be able to make a proposal, whereas before had to come from a conference, and then there was a weighted vote, and there was 18 different committees that had to go through, and so it was a complicated process. So I think the NCAA now looks more agile and more willing to move things forward. So I think there's a real good chance that we'll be playing in a two-semester model by next fall.
Sasha, before we let you go, we got to ask you, you have a new boss, Jim Smith, who seems to be everywhere. Like from afar, it seems like he goes to every athletic event at Maryland. What do you think of your new boss?
Oh, I love him. I think he is he's the perfect person to lead us in this landscape. He's incredibly genuine. He's energetic. He understands the importance of relationships and the importance of following through with his words and promises. And he's just been really a breath of fresh air. He's also has a really good staff of some holdovers here that have been terrific, and brought in some of his own people that are terrific. This is the most excited I've been since probably the day I got hired back in 93.
Wow.
I think all of Maryland Terrapins should be excited, but also exercise some patience and support for Jim Smith and his staff.
Maryland takes on UCLA at Ludwig Field tomorrow. Come on out and see them. As Sasha said, if you go, you will become addicted. So that means you'll be going a lot. Maryland hosting the Big Ten tournament. Sasha Sarofsky, thank you so much for your time as always, and continued success this season.
Thanks, gents. Pleasure being with you, and go Terps.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, beat those Bruins. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much, man.
Hey, we'll continue talking Terps next. Maryland basketball, they host Alcorn State tonight. What do we think of the Maryland basketball program after that loss to Georgetown? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.